Hello there, how are you doing today? Thanks for listening to Seek the Truth podcasts. I hope that it is a blessing to you as you listen to the short message we have. We're running a series at the moment called Dr. Luke's Diaries, and we're working our way through the record of this man who was a physician of the life of Jesus Christ. If you want to read it for yourself, it's just straight out of the Bible. Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, is where we're reading today. Jesus tells the story of a man who made a feast, a great supper, and he invited many people to come. And he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, those that had been invited, come, for all things are now ready. And then he tells us about three excuses people made. One man, he says, I bought a piece of ground, I need to go and look at it. Could I be excused? Bit of a crazy excuse. Would you buy a piece of land without going to see it first? Don't know. Maybe we're just being a bit hard on the guy, but anyway, he didn't want to come to the feast. Second person says, I've bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm going to prove them. Again, you might ask the question, would he not really check out whether they were capable of the task before he bought them? Again, maybe we're being too hard, but we know this. He didn't want to come. He declined the invitation. Third one says, I've married a wife. I cannot come. And so his excuse was that he couldn't come because of domestic reasons. He'd married a wife. Jesus is telling this story because God invites us to come to his great supper. He invites us to come to him, but we made excuse. We refuse to come. The Bible says we refuse to believe the truth. We refuse to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, the guy goes on and he sends out his servant and he goes out into the highways and the byways, the streets and the lanes of the city, and he brings in the poor, the disabled, the blind of all shapes and sizes. And yet there's room. And he sends out again and he says, go into the highways and the hedges. So now he goes further out, not just the streets and the lanes of the city, he goes further out and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. You know, that teaches me a great lesson. Heaven will be filled. Not a seat will be empty. God will populate heaven with the poor and the needy, and those who maybe didn't think they were much in life, but God will save through the grace and kindness of his love, because his son died for them upon the cross. He'll bring folks in, and his house will be filled. I wonder if you'll be there. I trust you will. Thanks for listening. Listen to some more. If you have time, we'd love to have your company, and pray that God would richly bless you.